You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
McDonald's is changing its burgers, and that includes the Big Mac. Here's what they're doing to the Big Mac. They're giving it more of a messy pub burger feel by throwing some extra sauce on there.
Okay, so it's going to be a disaster when you're trying to eat that in your car, essentially.
That is correct.
It'll be too much sauce. They're going to over-sauce now.
They OS'd.
Oh.
The buns are changing, too. They'll be softer, fluffier. Pillowy buns, they call them. Kind of like you.
That was my nickname in high school.
Pillowy buns.
DJ Pillowy Buns.
You like cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Cheese will be meltier.
They say they might not be changing the cheese. They're just going to melt it longer. Is that what I was reading?
They don't know. Yeah.
They don't know. Just melt your cheese and messier sauce.
Mickey D's knows what they're doing. We don't know what they're doing.
They better start investing heavily in napkins.
Yeah. They're going to be changing some of their other burgers as well. And the thing is, these changes don't roll out for the country until next year. But Denver is one of the test markets.
Yes.
So Denver will be getting all of this early.
We'll be getting the pillowy buns.
If that excites you.
Mm-mm.
Then when you get home, how much of your food are you throwing away? Well, now we know there's a new report that's out that says Americans are throwing away about $3,000 worth of groceries every year.
I absolutely believe it 100%. Every time we do a Costco trip or Safeway trip and come home, the garbage can gets filled up with everything that's gone bad in the fridge.
We're a horrible society.
I'm an overbuyer is part of the problem. I overbuy because of the what-if mentality that is in my head that I always like to have like a two-week supply.
Zombie apocalypse?
You never know what's going to go on, so I overbuy.
That's bad. Don't do that.
No.
Fruits and veggies, the first thing they say that goes. Yeah. Leftovers from meals. I mean, we have a joke in our house about leftovers. Like, we just took Zoe out for her birthday dinner on Friday, and both she and Gretchen brought leftovers home. And as they were boxing them there at the table, yeah. I said, will you be throwing those away tomorrow or Sunday?
Yep, exactly. Just might as well go walk home and put them right in the trash.
And that turned out to be exactly right. They did not get touched. They got thrown away on Sunday.
Hey, going back a step, you forgot to mention that Mickey D's is also bringing back the Hamburglar.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
That's probably the biggest, part of that story.
There are a lot of people who don't know who that is.
Oh, man. Iconic.
So it's
iconic the, McDonald's
it's the
character.
Little villain in the McDonald's commercial.
Steals your pillowy buns.
Why did they get rid of the Hamburglar in the first place?
Because he's a creep.
Okay. Tax day today. They say 6% of people wait until the last night to do their taxes and file them.
Yeah.
That's fine. Tax day, whatever. I'm in a bad mood about taxes this year. And then I was writing a little piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today because I love it so much. I'm a subtitles guy on television. And now, glasses. That's right. They're glasses. That will take real-life conversations, and they will project little... It's using like a augmented reality system to project subtitles out in space for you. So when you're talking to someone, when they say something to you, your glasses will tie in with your phone, which will listen to the conversation, and the app will then create a subtitle that'll put on the little screen for you.
It's a great idea.
The guy said he was inspired to do it because his 97-year-old grandpa was having a hard time hearing people.
What'd you say?
So anyway, that's coming soon. What else is trending?
Trouble, possibly, on the set of Yellowstone, if you're a massive fan of that show, and I know a lot of you are. Some sources, air quotes, are saying that the show is going to end after the second half of season 5 because Kevin Costner can't get along with the show's creator. They're just butting heads. Sounds like it's not Kevin's fault. This guy, his name's Taylor Sheridan. He's actually a character in the show. And I guess he's pretty much got an ego, and he says he's the most important person on all of the shows that he's in. So
Kevin he's one of the actors?
Hell no. Yeah, he's one of the rugged cowboys. He makes an appearance from time to time in the show.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a smaller part, but yet major part of the show. But anyway, my wife is totally binge-watching Yellowstone right now, so I don't know if she'll like to hear that news. She made some sort of comment last night because the character Rip in that TV show constantly has a toothpick in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something to the effect of, "I wish I was that toothpick."
Is she going to do the drinking game, count the punches?
I don't think so.
Every time somebody gets punched in Yellowstone, you got to take a drink.
Yeah. I think she's just too mesmerized by the cowboys to do that. Billionaire Elon Musk revealed that he's going to start his own version of an artificial intelligence chatbot called TruthGPT. It's for maximum truth-seeking AI to understand the nature of the universe.
Mm.
And he wants to make sure that it's a safe AI so it doesn't annihilate humans. It wants us to be nice to humans, essentially.
Well, that's not the truth, then. He's already messing up.
Well, I don't know how they're... I don't know the ins and outs.
He says that the chat GPT and those are being trained to be politically correct, and he doesn't like that.
He doesn't like that. Yeah, more the right side of things, I guess. So, but honestly, like, if these things start taking over, can you just unplug the computer?
No. They will get to a point where they are self-sufficient and they will have their own power source.
Option two, spill a glass of water on them. Problem solved.
They'll be everywhere.
Pour water on them. Starbucks announced yesterday that a new test pilot program at its coffee shops is starting up here in Colorado, and they're encouraging customers to bring in their own personal cups. 192 different stores across the state aiming at reducing waste. You'll get 10 cents off your order if you bring your own cup in, and like 25 bonus stars if you're on the app, which I've used my bonus stars.
BYOC!
So you gotta bring your own cup, which is great. Sounds super for the planet, but kind of grosses me out a little bit because you don't know where these cups have been, if they're properly clean, and then they're shoving them into all their coffee machines making coffee. And I feel like it's a way to spread germs.
Yeah.
Paranoid party of one.
I wouldn't worry about that.
David's Bridal has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is horrible news. They're an iconic store for brides. The story here said 1 in 4 brides wear David's Bridal to their weddings, but the pandemic punched them right in the face. Inflation is hitting them hard. Thrift store wedding dresses are becoming more popular, and casual wedding dresses are becoming more popular.
Yeah.
So it's really putting a dent in David Bridal's business. My wife had a David's Bridal dress when we got married.
She looked lovely.
Adorable. The company has about 10,000 full-time employees. Last week, they said they're going to lay off about 9,000 of those 10,000 workers. So,
my God.
That sucks, huh?
Terrible.
Why didn't they just revamp their business plan then if they saw all this company coming? Start carrying vintage and secondhand dresses and more casual dresses. These companies, they fail, and it's like, I feel like, don't you have a marketing department or people that keep an eye on trends? No, they do not, Dom. No, they don't. Anything else going on? No, let's jump to clickbait.
Clickbait.
Pretty fun story on clickbait today. This pizza guy is a hero. Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. It happened in Pennsylvania Sunday afternoon. The police were chasing a suspected car thief when he jumped out of the car and fled on foot down the sidewalk right towards a pizza delivery man named Tyler, who was standing there holding a pizza. And they caught it on Ring Cam when Tyler just stuck out his leg and tripped the perp. He hit the ground and the cops nabbed him. Pizza hero of the day. Check out the video. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
I hope the people he was delivering the pizza to didn't stiff him on the tip.
No, seriously. Extra tip for that dude.
That is what's trending.